This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Moline-based tractor and equipment maker, a strike deadline of 11:59 tomorrow night. Negotiators plan to return to the bargaining table today to try to work out a new deal to cover the more than 10,000 workers at 14 plants across the country. ADM says it's been ranked 27th on Fortune's 2021 Change the World list, a global ranking of the top 50 companies making a positive social impact through business practices that are integral to their core corporate purpose. As part of its mission to unlock the power of nature to enrich quality of life, ADM has been at the forefront of pioneering innovation in protein for more than 7 decades. For more details on these and other stories and podcasts and videos, head to our website anytime, nowdecatur.com.
A ban on vaccine mandates in Texas. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Some companies in Texas have already been requiring employees to get vaccinated for coronavirus. That is now not allowed per executive order signed by Governor Greg Abbott. It bans any entity from requiring coronavirus vaccinations of employees or customers.
Governor Abbott's order shields employees and consumers in Texas from being subject to a vaccination requirement. It says medical, religious, and personal reasons are considered valid objections for getting the shot. The governor acknowledges that the vaccines are safe, but said they should only be voluntary. The only way the order would be rescinded is if it becomes law. Governor Abbott took a step toward that as well, placing the issue on the docket of a special assembly session to be considered as state law. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A report from the British Parliament finds the government there waited too long to lock down when the coronavirus pandemic started last year.
The report calls the delay one of the worst health failures in UK history.
We took decisions based on the science.
Cabinet Minister Stephen Barclay defended the government's approach.
With something so unprecedented as the pandemic, there will be lessons to learn.
Britain is to hold a public inquiry into the outbreak next year. In London, Simon Owen.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A small plane crashes into a UPS van in Santee, California. That's a San Diego suburb. At least one person on the plane, possibly the pilot and the UPS driver, are dead. An elderly couple was rescued from a burning home.
12 homes that have been impacted, 2 of them complete losses.
Deputy Fire Chief Justin Matsushita. Georgia's Secretary of State is asking the Justice Department to investigate the shredding of hundreds of voter registration applications. 2 Fulton County election workers are fired, reported by other workers on Friday. There are municipal elections there in 3 weeks. The shredded applications came in over the last 2 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact, vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
The House is expected to vote today on a bill raising the nation's debt ceiling into early December. That was passed by the Senate last week to avoid possible debt default this coming Monday. The man who played Captain Kirk was supposed to be in space for real today, but the forecast is too windy.
The Blue Origin space flight carrying Star Trek actor William Shatner to space will now be delayed.
Don't tell me. Tuesday.
Actually, it is now scheduled for Wednesday. The suborbital flight will carry 3 people along with Shatner to an altitude high enough to experience microgravity and to see some sights, as Shatner tells Fox's Neil Cavuto.
I'm going to look out the window. I'm going to see the vastness of space and the fragility of the Earth. And I'm going to continue that theme in my thinking and in my work.
The ship will launch from and land in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now sports, the Boston Red Sox advanced to the American League Championship Series, beating Tampa Bay 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth with this sacrifice fly from Kike Hernandez.
Hernandez lifts one to left center field. It is pulled in by Meadows. Here comes Santana. The Red Sox onto the championship series.
The call on Fox Sports 1. The Sox beat the Rays 3-1 in that best of five series. The Giants and Braves go up 2-1 against the Dodgers and Brewers. Monday Night Football, Baltimore, after being down 19 points, comes back to beat Indianapolis in overtime on Lamar Jackson's fourth touchdown pass of the game.
Second and goal, second in the game. There it is, caught, touchdown, Marquise Brown, and this game is over.
That call on ESPN. Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden has resigned over racist language and homophobic and misogynistic slurs in emails published by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy before becoming sunny, with a high of 74, and tonight, 10% chance of showers overnight, partly cloudy, and a low of 53. For Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy again, with a high near 76. And Thursday, showers likely, mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, and a high of 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, October 12th edition of Byers & Company. We're back in the saddle, so to speak. Kyle and Cole will join us for Ride and Run. A little bit later today, we'll check in with Dale Coley and the Community Foundation. It's Copper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back at it today on a Tuesday. Looks like it's going to be about perfect weather, as Nick just told you, and then a little bit of rain. How about yesterday's weather? It was just insane.
Yeah, it was super weird. I went out this morning at 1 a.m. and it was still trying to do some weird blowing and threatened to get wild a little bit more, but that's my favorite weather, so I'm okay with that. I loved it.
What do you mean?
I just love that, like, threat of storm with the wind, but without actually getting the storm.
That's... Yeah, but yesterday, I'm not talking about the threat of storm. I'm talking about how it would be storming and raining sideways, and then the sun would come out, and the birds would chirp, and then it would do it all over again, and then all over again. Right. It did, like, six times yesterday.
Absolutely, it did. Yeah. Had to go pick up plants and stuff like that. Everything almost tumbleweeding down.
Yeah, and then sunshine.
Right.
And then an hour later, back again at it. It was crazy. We have to start the other day by, we weren't here yesterday. I told you we had a few Mondays off before the end of the year. Company mandated, meaning that they said, hey, some mental wellness days. I think the next one. Well, I know the next one is in November, so we have a while, but there were three random Mondays that were chosen, and we had the food drive on Friday, and so the Monday after that sounded A-okay to me. So here we are. But I did want to start by, you know, just making some thank yous for Friday. Doesn't it seem like a year ago?
Yeah, it was a long, long last few days in general. Maybe I would say last 10 days have been really, really hectic, but this weekend felt pretty long.
It did. It certainly did. But I wanted to just start by saying to all of the folks out there who participated in the unbelievable day that we had on Friday out at the Kroger on US 36, thank you. It's really all I have as far as that is concerned. But there were some other folks that we definitely needed to thank, and we had a number of people, including our great sponsors, who have been there almost all of them from the beginning, certainly for a very long time. First Mid Insurance, First Mid Bank and Trust, ADM, First Christian Church, Kroger, Community Foundation and the United Way, Skeff Distributing, Jones and Thomas, Dynagraphics, Decatur Back and Neck Center, Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs, and then our media partners with the Herald and Review and WAND. We certainly couldn't do it without all of you. And then our in-kind sponsors, everybody just plays a role. It's a hard thing to explain, event organizing.
Yeah, there's so many different pieces that go into it, and some are super obvious, and then there's some that are tucked away in the corner, like logistics or even taking care of volunteers and things like that.
Absolutely. So when you run down the list, you think about like Dunn Company just, dropping off traffic cones.
Yeah.
May not seem like a big deal, but Lindsay and Zane went out at like midnight on Wednesday night to put the cones out to where the tents were going to be delivered. So people didn't park there. And then we have them to control traffic and all of that. To Blue Rock Event Solutions for the tents and the tables and the chairs. You don't know what you're going to get weather-wise. It could be hot and sunny. It could be, like, rainy and cold. So we have the tents out there for the volunteers who are collecting the money and doing all of that. And then the tables and chairs. Computers and bank, First Mid brings out, laptops and they all get set up inside of Kroger and do all of the counting and printing of information for us to use, during the food drive, how much money we're getting. The Decatur Park District, they bring out the stage and the generator. You don't see the generator. It's down the block, but it's what powers the whole thing. From Kroger to hosting, to First Christian Church, hosting the phone bank the entire day. To Liaison, who brings out all of the Wi-Fi for us. That's how we broadcast.
Yeah.
To the United Way and the Community Foundation for all the 501c3 status, credit card processing, the volunteer coordination. And then, of course, Pepsi Refreshment Services and Marquee Coffee and Jimmy John's and Papa Murphy's and McDonald's and Texas Roadhouse for bringing out all the food for the volunteers. Speaking of volunteers, AT&T, Baby Talk, Busey, Caterpillar, Committee to Elect, Cody Moore Sheriff, Decatur Family YMCA, the Enrich Program at Richland Community College, the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, the Jerry J. Dawson Civic Leadership Institute, Kroger, Macon Resources, Melanie Schelling State Farm, Meridian High School, and Young Leaders in Action, all part of the volunteer groups that were out there serving for the 12 hours.
Steady stream. We had help the whole way.
Yeah. And the thought of, you know, when you look at all of it combined, coming to an end Friday night at 6 o'clock, after, you know, it seemed like the day went by pretty fast.
Yeah, I would say so.
I guess that's an individual perspective thing, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, it did feel a lot different for me than it has in years past. It did feel like it was almost a sprint the whole time and not so many lulls that you needed to ramp it back up, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's just how I felt. I don't know.
So to end the day with 8,134,201 pounds of food, and that number will increase more than likely. I know there were a lot of gifts Saturday at my father's visitation and funeral, stuff rolling in after the fact. I don't know what the number will eventually be at the very end, but a lot.
Yeah, it's unbelievably generous of this community.
And the schools, Mount Zion High School in first place, second place, St. Pat's. Third place, St. Teresa. Fourth place, Eisenhower. And fifth place, Our Lady of Lourdes. That's how the money ended, which is put up, by the way, by our sponsors. We've explained over and over and over again. And so it was a good day. I did, when we got done, you know, there's always the breakdown. It's sort of like, you feel like the brooms are coming through before you're even off the air.
Oh, they were. It does feel like that.
That you're sort of like, hey, we still have 20 minutes.
Right. It is amazing. It is amazing how that creeps into a lot of walks of life, even special days.
Yes.
The pre-close.
And I get everyone wants to get home. Me too. I understand that completely. Anyway, thanks to all the folks who showed up, all of our staff, all of the volunteers. You look quiet today.
I'm all right.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, just checking with you. See, yeah. a little like it's a Monday.
No, I'm listening to you recap one of my favorite days.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Robert and Lindsay and Brian Bridge, our intern, and Ryan from the United Way office, and all the people who made it possible.
Yeah, a lot of little things there to help keep it afloat, keeping the information flowing, you know, steadily working together. That part, on that end, it worked really, really well. I mean, those guys were working hard the whole time, engaged.
Yep. And also to Karen Betzer. And to, as I said, Lindsay Romano, Eric Halverson, and Debbie Bogle, and Kevin Berhaney, and Natalie Beck, and Jeff Tate, who's the manager there at Kroger, and B.J. Leonard, as I said before, and all the folks over at First Christian Church, and Robert Urbanek, and Dominique, who was, after you were done at 9, back here in the MCR, Terrence Taylor, and David Martin, and John Ellis, and Kirk Bickle, who operated the bank the entire day with an assist from Zane Romano.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the big media star, Zane.
I didn't see any of
it. I took a picture of him getting the big interview.
I saw the picture.
Isn't that kind of fun picture?
Yeah, it was a great picture. I didn't see the interview.
Yeah. I was like, what are we doing here? That's all right.
I tend not to, I don't watch a lot of the other media, not out of any, bad vibe or anything. I just, you're busy that day, and by the time you get home, it's like, you're done.
Right. During the day, our media, you know, our media partners were pretty well there, more than I had seen them. We saw wave after wave of them coming back in for pulse checks, and that's very appreciated on a big day like that.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Absolutely. So it was a successful day, and I want to thank everyone for their part in it. And if I missed anyone, I apologize. I mean, there were hundreds of people that it takes. All right, the Decatur's Got Talent, we are done. Not done. We have 20 that move on to the event on Saturday, and it was pretty amazing. The 40 went up on NowDecatur.com. There are 20 who have advanced. And I thought that was online. I'm not seeing it.
If it's not, it will be.
Yeah. It says the top 20 are posted online. Maybe it is not in a story. Hang on one second. When I say something like, hang on one second.
That's where my cue to fill the space. Yeah, you know, 40 different groups submitted. We saw a variety of different talents. You know, music's always first and foremost the big one, but the task was to get it down to 20, and those 20 are going to be competing at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Yes, if you go down to the link, I apologize. I was looking under the story section. I'm sure there'll be one of those here in a little bit. The 20 who have moved on are listed there. There were almost 35,000 votes.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, as you can see, a number of people with a vested interest, because there's a $5,000 first prize.
Yeah, and that's not a throwaway prize. $5,000 is worth, I mean, people, if it were open that way, people would travel for $5,000. We saw it with disc throwing. Yeah. We see it. $5,000 is enough to move the needle.
Absolutely. And we want to thank GT Church and our community partners at Hickory Point Bank, Brinkouter Realtors, Richland Community College, Dale South Lake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. State Farm agents Melanie and Al Schelling, Millikan University, Dynagraphics First Impression, of course, now Decatur, and Newhoff Media. Wrapping up Decatur's Got Talent. The finals will be at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater this weekend.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Somebody is going to win big. And then, I mean, what do you do with that? Do you reinvest it in your talent and take it to the next level? Who knows?
Tickets for the event are $5. That $5 will go to a charity, by the way, every bit of it. And I want to thank the folks at the Decatur Park District and all the work that they did in helping us do it at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. So it'd be like the last show of the year, kind of.
Yeah. Wow. We're getting to the end of the year.
Are we? That's sort of depressing to me. I mean, not that it's not. I mean, time is good. Moving forward is good. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready for winter.
We're halfway through October almost.
I know. It sounds just absolutely mind-boggling to me that we can be at this point.
Yeah, I've got like a little less than 3 weeks to be able to watch all my scary movies. And then I got to start thinking about Christmas stuff.
I feel like the scary movies are forced on you these days. Every app I open, right, they've got their whole bundle ready to cram down my throat. I mean, I like a good one. I don't like most of them. I'll watch some. I feel like it's become so commercialized.
Yeah, of course. It's easy. It's easy. You turn your icon orange and black. You curate some content, maybe some products that can get you festive. That's the easy ones to take. That's low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
And you'll see the next wave of it around Thanksgiving and another wave around Christmas.
I know. I don't want it to feel like Hallmark. I mean, I like Halloween. I love October. But I'm starting to feel with everybody's spooktacular whatever, that it's a little.
This is the one I'll take. If I have to take any of them.
Is the one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And actually, I don't even have to take it. I want to take it. So Okay. Give me whatever.
All right. You give me the forecast. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
Today's going to start off cloudy, and then it's going to be sunny a little later with a high of 74. And tonight, we've got a slight chance of rain overnight, partly cloudy with a low of 53. For Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 76. And then Thursday, showers are likely, starting in the afternoon and through the evening, mostly cloudy with a high of 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Millikan's evening MBA program at millikan.edu/MBA.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. All right, did you get to see the James Bond movie over the week?
I did.
Okay, and?
I give it an A+.
An A+.
Actually, I got to be honest with myself. I got to give it just a solid A. There's the story was a little convoluted. It was a little hard to sometimes know exactly what was what. But in terms of how it looked, A+. The acting. Great. Rami Malek wasn't in the movie enough to ruin it, or he wasn't even bad. He was just fine. Nothing exceptional, just fine.
Okay.
Story was great. Action was great. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say story was great. A lot of tie-ins. The greatest hits were all there.
Okay.
Yeah. Loved it. Did you see it?
No, I did not. It was by the time Sunday got around and then Monday, it was just sort of, no, I didn't.
My theater experience was really nice too. I had a bunch of rewards stored up, and it was clean. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
A couple of tie-ins. We saw the book that Super Haney brought out mm-hmm. to the food drive for my birthday. I also got from Lindsay a pair of the Adidas Ultra Boost 20 007 sneakers deal they put together with Adidas.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool.
Just in the name already, they sound pretty cool. I have got to see this.
The box was really sweet. It's got like a it's not a regular Adidas box. It's got like a box that slides into like a cover, and then the hole is cut out with like the Bond stuff with the No Time to Die logo, and then the 007 logo is like in the design of the shoe.
I've been following Adidas collector shoes that they've been doing. Those are sweet. What color did you get?
All black.
Oh, those are awesome. Way to go, Lindsay.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Man, that's a nice little collection. I didn't even know that existed. They've got clothes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot more than I would have guessed.
Wow.
I feel like the sneakers are just right. Like the jacket would be too much.
I don't know. I you know what? I have a lot of black shoes, mostly black shoes, but I might get some gray ones and make them work shoes. Because they almost look like the dress sneaker kind of. They almost do, right?
Yeah, well, they're kind of a low profile, mm-hmm. all black. Yes.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, I was very happy with that as well. All right, when we get back on the other side of the break, how about Tom Brady's Sunday?
Yeah.
I read that he has more touchdowns and yards than every quarterback who's played at his age combined this year. I don't mean like in lifetime total. I mean this year at this age.
That would probably make sense.
I mean, I think that we don't realize how rare it is.
Oh, I think we do.
Well, that's what I read this. I wonder, do we have the true appreciation?
Yeah, let me put it this way. Matt Ryan, Falcons quarterback, is the seventh to throw 5,000 completions, which is historic. That isn't even in the class of Tom Brady.
No, but I'm saying if you take every 44-year-old quarterback right. in the history of the NFL,
oh
in 5 weeks, he has done everything they all did combined.
I'm telling you, he's just in his own thing. He is his own class. There's nothing like it.
So who are those five? George Blanda,
mm-hmm.
Steve DeBerg,
yeah.
Warren Moon, and Vinny Testaverde. That's four.
Yeah, who are we missing? Who made it?
I don't know. I gotta dive into this a little more. But my point being, in 5 weeks, he did more than all of them did when they were 44 combined.
Well, one of them's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. It's funny to me that, like, Steve DeBerg was playing at that age.
He had that broken finger with the long hot dog bun cast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess Warren Moon, I sort of remember that. And Vinny Testaverde was around for a long time, but clearly not as well as Tom. We'll be back.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Illinois ranks seventh in the nation in laser strikes on airplanes. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, there have been more than 6,700 laser pointer attacks in the U.S. this year, with Illinois accounting for 263 of those. The FAA fine for shining a laser at an aircraft can be up to $11,000. Violators can also face criminal punishment from federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Genia Culp of Decatur, a registered nurse at Decatur Memorial Hospital's Heart Center, is the nonprofit hospital's Colleague of the Month for August. Culp was nominated by a patient who noted Culp's confident and knowledgeable approach to patient care and her compassionate demeanor. Outside of work, Culp enjoys spending time with her family, which includes two sons, two daughters-in-law, three grandchildren, and her husband of 37 years. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, head to our website, nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The final autopsy report is due out today for Gabby Petito, whose remains were found weeks after she was reported missing.
Her death was already ruled a homicide. Her fiancé, Brian Laundry of Northport, Florida, remains a person of interest but hasn't been located. Laundry returned to his family in Florida without Petito following a road trip and with no explanation as to where she was.
Fox's Evan Brown. Top Democrats are working to trim the president's social spending bill.
Nancy Pelosi gets ready to take an axe to the Biden Build Back Better plan, knowing full well that depending on what she pulls out of it to slim it down, could mean that she's losing more support within her own party. She is saying this. Overwhelmingly, the guidance I am receiving from members is to do fewer things well.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be mostly cloudy to start, then gradually become sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, we've got a slight chance of showers after 5 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 76. And Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:33.
Here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are back. I told you the money keeps trickling in for the food drive, even during the news break there. More money to add for Holy Family. We thank the Brahaney family for that. We have a lot to get to here today. Back on a Tuesday, we were off yesterday, so this feels kind of like Monday to us after a very busy day on Friday. Thanks again to all who participated and gave Friday. Quite the amazing 12 hours out of Kroger. Cole Daniels and Kyle May are in the studios with us here today. I want to know, you know, it's a special sort of when you think about the community that is the runners, the writers, the people out there that do a lot of stuff. I don't know if you saw the story out of the Boston Marathon yesterday, but a couple who lost their baby at 9 months of age. And they went on to raise like $1 million for the cancer center there. And the guy wrote, you know, every mile was for a different kid fighting cancer across the of the country. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's inspiring. Yeah, Chicago Marathon and on Sunday and then Boston on Monday. I know some people did both, but not very many. Yeah, it's very emotional and very... seeing everybody running and out hitting their goals and just finishing their first ones and going through all that range. So we had several people from town that was their first marathon, several people from town that had pretty good results. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Now, the Boston Marathon is usually on Patriots Day. I mean, so clearly, you know, COVID is screwed with everything. And,
yeah, they
and,
moved it from the spring to the fall.
Right.
Hopefully the numbers were down and stuff, and they were still able to put it on and had pretty good attendance and everything. Same with Chicago. They were down, I think, like 10,000 or 15,000 people. You wouldn't know. There's like 30,000 people that did it instead of 45. But a lot of Europeans and stuff didn't make it over like in the past. There's still a fair amount of people along the course and everything. So
what does that look like up there? I've never been there in person. I've known plenty of people who have participated in it, but I've never been there to see it.
As far as like what the crowd running looks like?
Yeah, I mean, how big of a, I mean, you just think about a huge city like that shutting down, or at least the race course.
That's incredible in itself. So the run, depending on where you are, it can be pretty busy. It can be, you know, a 3 or 4 lane road, and it's just wall to wall people, and it's hard. Like if you were running faster, it's hard to get through everybody. So after a few miles, everybody kind of gets into a similar pace. There may be a few people, but yeah, it's just this mass of people going down the road. And the thing that's amazing to me is there's people all along the course. Like there's like a wall of people.
No matter where you are,
and no matter where you are, I don't know what it was like downtown, but in some areas it was 2 or 3 deep. But where we were, it was a single file along the course watching and stuff about mile 10. It's just a mass of people moving along and pretty incredible.
It is really when you, I mean, like here's your, here, it's like a parade route.
Yeah.
And then here's your parade.
Did you see my sign I had?
No.
I had one that said worst parade ever.
Really?
Yeah. And people are like laughing. They're like, that's not too bad. I'm like, there's no candy.
Yeah.
And then, so I had fun with some of that stuff. So we made signs. We were tracking a few people from town, and they have a really cool app, and you can actually, like, track them on a map on the app and see where they are, and it was, like, dead on, like, they should be the next block away, and we'd look for them, and then we'd yell their name and stuff, and we're getting responses from them. Even Clevenger running a 5-minute mile. He's in, like, the 5th group on the road. I'm like, Steven, and he's like waving at me as he's flying by. He had a pretty good run. He cracked towards the end, but still finished like 75th overall out of 30,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Cracked at the end. What does that mean?
He was doing like 7-minute miles instead of 5-minute miles.
Yeah.
Which is still, man. Wow.
Come on. Give it a little effort next year.
Whenever you, it was hot. It was a little warm, a little windy and stuff, but yeah, it's amazing. You know, there's half marathons up there and stuff. I mean, the marathon's out of, you got to start somewhere. Even my kid that we went to visit, kind of got a little bit of the bug about doing something like that down the road. So there is another half and full marathon in Indy November 6th. So we have some people from town going to do that. That's part of our training program, too. I don't think anybody's doubling up. That's pretty close to each other.
Called the Indy Monumental Marathon?
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, specifically the name?
The monument downtown Indy. It starts and finishes right around that area.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty flat there, too, so it's a pretty nice event.
And then you got the Turkey Trot coming up on November 20th, so in the next month or so, a couple of runs. I wanted to ask you, and we'll bring Cole into this as well. You guys touched on this last time you were here, or at least a couple weeks ago when I was here, about, you know, doing your Christmas shopping early just because of the supply chain thing. I was watching a news story on this over the weekend. There's something like 500,000 containers sitting off the coast of California. They can't get enough workers to even unload these things. I mean, this is going to impact everyone. I mean, everyone across all lines of business. And I'm thinking that we need, you know, we always do this sort of Black Friday, or you think about all these things. We need to like be like a month ahead of that, right?
Yeah. Whenever I came on last week, I just read a thing that Amazon started their Black Friday stuff earlier, and some other companies too. Yes, yeah, supply chain issue. The bike side, Cole has been dealing with it for 2 years now.
Yeah.
We're starting to see it an issue on the run, and now we're definitely starting to see it everywhere. So it's good in one part that whenever you explain to somebody that something is delayed, that they usually get it because it's affected them at some point. Trying to explain that 2 years ago to somebody, they didn't wrap their head around it. But, yes, there's an issue with supply chain stuff. So, yeah, start looking at Christmas stuff now. I've had shoes that I was supposed to get like at the end of August. No, into September and early October that haven't shown yet. So stuff is getting delayed.
So. Okay, but so you've got some selection now. I mean, people want to go
pretty
out.
Good right now.
Right now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you may be looking at gift cards. You remember like when we were kids, well, not you, I'm older, but with the Star Wars toys, Nick, you know, they screwed it up. You know, they didn't realize the movie was going to be such a big success, and they sent that little piece of cardboard to kids at Christmas saying, yeah, you're going to get these toys next year.
Well, even like the Baby Yoda's not that long ago, right?
Right,
they didn't
have
those for Christmas.
It's like, here you go. You get a piece of cardboard and a promise. I don't know that it'll be that dire, but I think it is going to impact people more than they think, that just your normal shopping pattern of sort of waiting to Thanksgiving or after to do that.
Christmas Eve like me?
You're going to, well, yes, especially like you. It's only gift card. But people need to be thinking, like, I don't mean like with absolute urgency, but you head down there now, you get what you want to get, because a month from now, that may not be the case at all.
Yeah. I actually went to the expo Saturday and ran into Dave Zimmer, who owns all the Fleet Feet's up there.
Yeah.
There's seven of them in Chicago, and it's a pretty big store in our chain. And he was talking about supply chain stuff, and he's just buying as much as he can right now. Like, his inventory is way higher than normal. We had some factory shut down in Vietnam. They just recently opened, but we were talking like this, everything's bottled up so much, we might not see the effect of that for a while because it can't even get over here. So, yeah, it's crazy.
All right, we'll get to Fleet Feet and do your shopping.
Seems
right
like
now.
Kohl's, you're getting some bikes in and stuff right now, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, I've not been able to be selective on the stuff that comes in. I just take it all.
Yeah.
But it's a slower time of year to take on some inventory, so that's a little intimidating, but we'll roll the dice and throw some bikes on the shelf.
You have some kids' bikes right now, which is imperative for Christmas stuff.
Bunch of kids' bikes. Sold a Christmas bike yesterday.
Nice.
A family came in, and they were surprised to see it on the wall, and like, oh, we'll take it.
Are you doing layaways? Do you hold it for them?
For a little bit.
Okay. That's cool.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more Ride and Run. Cole and Kyle in the studios. Stay tuned. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Do you know where to find Boutifull Apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witch's Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Can you believe we're at the almost midway point of October? Seems insane. A little later today, we'll check in with Mark Tupper, also Dale Coley, and the Community Foundation will be in as well. Nick, this Saturday will be the finals for Decatur's Got Talent. Over 35,000 votes on NowDecatur.com. We have the top 20 that are moving on, and they'll be at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater Saturday night. $5 a ticket, and by the way, all five of those dollars donated to a local charity. So yeah, pretty good deal.
That's a great deal. 20 acts.
For $5.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, and don't mess with it, so we'll give you 40 next year.
We'll do it.
Be there till 2:30 in the morning. Thanks to all the sponsors for making that happen again. All right, Cole and Kyle are in studios. The kids' bikes are a great idea. What I love about and for parents out there who feel this way, I don't think you can put enough value on this. Like, you guys put the bike together, and the bike is put together. And like, have you ever tried to buy some thing in a box and put it together on Christmas Eve?
I was just at a store in Chicago, and they had a bike on display that it was obviously like they sent to them, and it was like and the fork was on backwards.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to tell them that.
But that's the kind of service you're going to get there. No offense.
Yeah.
But
Cole puts his on the
right way.
Yeah.
Which helps when actually teaching the kid to ride the bike. A great idea. Give me some of the price points on the kids' bikes.
So we'll have starting around 200, going all the way up to around 400, and it depends on the size.
Yeah.
We've got every size available for the kiddos. 12-inch bikes, which is basically we're just learning how to balance on the bike. I even have some balance bikes. These bikes don't even come with pedals.
Okay.
Just kind of coast down the driveway and learn how to balance.
Very cool.
Very neat. Yeah, very popular, too. 12-inch, 16-inch, 20-inch bikes, and then 24-inch bikes. 24-inch bikes top out just under 5 foot tall.
Okay.
Once you hit 5 foot tall, then we're looking at an extra.
Not the bike, the kid.
Correct.
The kid.
Yeah.
Big bike. Just 5 feet tall, pretty big bike.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, if parents have questions, they come in, talk to you guys, you work it all out with them.
Absolutely. So a couple other things on kids' bikes. Kyle mentioned something about the layaway program. It's something that we do around Christmas time because it's kind of hard to hide a bike in the house. So come in, pick your bike out, pay for it. We'll hold it for you, put a sold sign on it, and then you come pick it up close to Christmas.
Okay.
And there
makes
you go.
A lot of sense.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And then we also do a kids' trade up program to where as your little one grows, you bring that bike back to us. And we give you a value for it, trading up to the next size bike.
Okay, this is really interesting because you're not going to get this in the big box store either. So, the kid outgrows the bike. They want to come in and get the next, whatever version of that is. They bring the bike back to you, and you're going to have trade-in value on the next bike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And then he has some really nice used kids' bikes, too, if you want to go that route.
Yep, we'll be rolling those out around probably mid-November, but we've taken in a lot of kids' trades bikes this year, and I don't have any room on the showroom right now because all the new bikes, but we're going to polish them up, clean them up, get them ready to go, and get them all out on display.
All right. Tell me about some of the events that are coming up.
So this Wednesday, we've got our third cyclocross race of the year. That's a 10-week series, and last week was a little bit rough on my right shoulder.
He laid down during the race.
I got tired.
Okay. This doesn't help sell this, by the way, for most people out there. What happened?
there's a portion of the course where you cross a wooden bridge, and then there's a sharp right turn on a cart path.
Yeah.
And I slid across the bridge onto the cart path on my right shoulder, and my bike kind of flew over my head.
Okay. But he's at the front trying to set, like, the fastest lap of the night and stuff.
So I got you.
He's going pretty hard.
There's bonus points.
Okay. Well, are you good?
Yeah.
A little sore?
A little bit. Yeah, the next morning was my birthday, so I felt extra old that day.
I know the feeling. I absolutely know the feeling. All right, so Sunday, November 7th is the big cross race of the season, right?
Yep. So that will be our big race. There's going to be people from all over the state coming in. That's a bigger series that we do once a year. We tape up the course. It's official registrations. There's going to be starters, and it's a neat event during the daytime. And, again, cyclocross is probably the best cycling sport to spectate because we only ride about a mile and a half lap, and then we come back to the start. So you pick your favorite spot on the course, come watch this race, and cheer us on.
All right, so this Saturday, Spin City is going to be one of the sponsors of the event in Kansas, Illinois.
Correct. Ilkansa, this is a it's sixth year for it. It's a tough race, and looking at the new routes for this year, it looks even tougher. So bring your A game.
All right, guys, we really appreciate it. And once again, address and business hours.
At 1088 and 1090 Westwood. Fleet Feet's open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, 10 to 4 on Saturday. And
1090 Westwood, right next door, same parking lot, different door. We are open Mondays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Only closed on Tuesdays and Sundays. And generally it's 10 to 6, 10 to 4 on Saturday.
FleetFeedDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co, if you want to check it out online. Kyle, Cole, thanks, we appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to begin and then become sunny later with a high of 74. Tonight, there's a 10% chance of showers after 5 a.m., partly cloudy and a low around 53. For Wednesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. And Thursday, showers are likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high of 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:50.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Millikan University believes in the promise of Macon County students. That's why we've made our own Macon promise to you by giving a reduced tuition rate for all new Macon County students. This reduced rate is guaranteed for up to 4 years, relieving the stress of uncertainty about college costs. Students are also eligible for additional scholarships and financial aid. We're here for Macon County. We promise. Learn more about the reduced annual tuition rate for new Macon County students at millikan.edu/Macon Promise.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-Tru entry door from Moroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-Tru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-Tru doors at Moroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Moroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. Still ahead, we'll check in with the Community Foundation today, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Dale Coley will be with us. I like how you gave me the preview of the Bond movie without giving anything away.
it's impossible to talk about without giving it away. So go there, have a great time with Daniel Craig.
I'll see what happens. I'm not in the movie going mood right now. We'll see.
Yeah, and it's a long one. Also, the credits, I got there like as the movie's scheduled to start. It's a 25-minute before the movie gets going. That's how long the trailers and the previews.
That's why you go to the Avon.
Yep. 25 minutes.
If it was 25 minutes of previews, I'd be fine. It's not 25 minutes of previews.
I only got one commercial, and it was a pretty cool commercial.
In 25 minutes?
I wasn't there for all of them. I'm just saying that they...
Yeah. I don't... You know, if you tell me the movie's going to start at 1:15, mm-hmm. and I get there, you know, out of respect at, you know, 1:10, 1:05.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get my concessions, get my seat, and then you give me almost 30 minutes of commercials to where the movie doesn't start at 1:15, it starts at 1:45.
That's right.
I think that's ridiculous, and I think it's false advertising.
It's been creeping, for sure. Yep.
I don't mind you paying the bills.
And it's a 2-hour, 46-minute runtime anyway.
Right. And it's okay if you're going to do that and you tell me film time 1:15, actual start 1:45.
Yeah, if they put that disclaimer, it'd be great. But I operate on that disclaimer. So I knew that my choice was like a 1:50 movie or a 2:30 movie, and I made it there at like 2. I was like, we'll see the 1:50. I got plenty of time. Plenty of time. I'm not delaying the kickoff till 3:15.
It really is the only thing like that, isn't mm-hmm. it? I mean, that can you imagine turning on your NFL game on Sunday?
Yeah.
And the kickoff was 1:15, but they gave you 30 minutes worth of commercials, and the kickoff was actually 1:45.
Yeah, that would stink. Boxing pay-per-views, which I did partake in this weekend.
That the Tyler...
Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight, yeah. Which was amazing. It was very, very good and a good card. But, you know, it says pay-per-view starts at 8. You can look in the crowd, and people that don't watch boxing pay-per-views go, wow, nobody likes boxing anymore, do they? I'm like, no, they'll be there. Just wait. They're in Vegas on the strip right now. They'll be there at about 10 o'clock when the real stuff starts. So, yeah, you show up at 8 for an 11 o'clock main event, you know. I guess that's the only thing that's similar, I guess, maybe.
All right. I got a question. We were talking a little earlier about Tom Brady and the NFL, and I haven't paid a great deal of attention to the NFL thus far this mm-hmm. year.
Sure.
It's just a little early for me. This John Gruden stuff.
That's a bummer. It's a bummer for a lot of reasons, but mainly because it falls... Not what we thought we had.
Uh-huh.
I really liked him, and I liked his character. It's just so bad. I guess you don't get everything.
Here's my question. Anybody, and I liked his persona.
That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
I mean, you know, just what you would turn on the TV and see as an announcer. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's this free with this kind of crap in emails... clearly is free in other areas.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, this is something people looked away from, for sure. This isn't secretive. There wasn't a crack, you know. I mean, this is who the guy is when the cameras aren't on.
Right. And seems so free with it that it's almost impossible that a lot of people didn't know that.
They did. They did.
Then what took so long?
Somebody had enough. Somebody didn't like it.
Okay, somebody had enough. These are old emails to a guy who's no longer in a position at a team that's no longer even called. I mean, this isn't like... I'm finding it hard to believe. Did somebody new get access to these emails?
Yeah, maybe somebody new, but maybe somebody with an axe to grind or somebody... that was slighted or lost their job or, you know, or was on the receiving end of some of that stuff. And then once it got out, there was speculation that the league itself was the one that was continually dripping these things out until he finally succumbed to it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know in email. Personalities are a strange thing to me. Mm-hmm. People who freely just sort of type stuff out and hit send. And you always kind of go, wow.
Yeah. I don't get too many of those, but they really stand out when you do, right? Where you're like, I can't believe you wrote that. Or like, that sounds like something you should have had inside.
And
or whispered.
I can't believe that this is an isolated, like I was only racist for a week in this year.
Right.
That I just let it spill out. And homophobic and whatever else.
Transphobic and
yes.
All of it.
He's done.
Yep.
And I would say he's probably done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you come back from this.
Not going on TV.
We'll take a break. Back with more after stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Illinois restaurants are facing a second straight winter with a lower than normal amount of business. The uptick in COVID cases due to the Delta variant has made 6 out of 10 restaurant patrons more reluctant to eat out than they were earlier this year, according to a new survey from the National Restaurant Association. 37% of restaurant go.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.